sure why you guys. I'm not
well,
sure.
That's why, that's why you put a little. It's like a little cream.
Well, then it's
that
just
thing,
chocolate milk.
You know how you acquire a taste for beer?
This man said hot chocolate.
It's the
milk.
Same thing as acquiring a taste for a beer.
Nah, bro.
Like you don't drink
cold
a beer.
You sound
like a kid who doesn't understand beer.
I like cold beer.
You don't drink an ice cold beer
saying.
The first time in your life and go
exactly.
That was amazing. I love that. Like you have to drink a couple. You got to get a palate for it. It's the same with coffee.
I don't think so.
It is.
You're missing out. Keurig, you got no idea what you're missing out on.
No, I have a Keurig. You know what we use it for? Hot chocolate. Hot cocoa.
In fairness, though, you probably don't need coffee if we're being honest right now.
Yeah. What are you so shocked by, man? My coffee takes?
You guys
to
have a Keurig.
Coffee. Shove your
and
coffee
grains
up your ass.
And the only time you use it is when you want some sweet hot cocoa?
Yeah. Yeah.
Silly.
Did y'all get married at 10 or something?
Yeah, we did. Give me a Red Bull. Give me a Red Bull. It's cold. It tastes better. Period.
Try some coffee. It'll change your life. Might make you a little bit just a little bit more of a happier person.
I'm happy.
No, not lately.
Oh, I'm happy.
Not lately.
I'm very, very happy.
Okay.
What do you like about coffee? Explain it to me.
Oh, dude, you can't. I'm all the way in now.
I have to have.
I gotta have it in the morning now.
A cup of Joe.
And
I have to have my cup of Joe every day.
So sophisticated. That I now have one at night.
Look, coffee does not make you sophisticated.
It's an addiction now.
When I saw Calkins doing it, you know, when I was a kid at the CA,
yeah.
I saw Calkins drinking coffee on press row. I'm like, what do you need coffee for, Millen? What are you doing, man?
Yeah.
I had to grow up.
No, it's mm-hmm. okay if you don't like coffee.
Yeah.
It's not okay.
Yes, it is.
I think it's part of adulthood.
No, it has nothing
pretty
to
sure it is.
No, that's what people want you to say.
Yeah.
That's what people want. How many cups of coffee do you drink a day?
It's getting to be too many. Three.
You drink 3 cups of coffee a day?
Yes.
And you can't start your morning without it.
It's not the same.
Mm-mm.
When I was fasting, couldn't have it. You know, it hurt. It hurt.
What kind of coffee do you drink?
A bunch. But my favorite, the donut shop coffee.
Yes, Jason.
Ooh.
Yes.
Have you ever seen Tarantino in Pulp Fiction when he's explaining to the brother about coffee and good coffee? My wife goes out and buys the cheap stuff, and that's why I go out and I get the good stuff, and that's why you're appreciating right now, because this is what I go out and buy. I buy the good coffee. That's what I do. My wife will get whatever's on sale. I will get the good coffee. Like
what's
Tarantino.
The good coffee? What's a good coffee?
Oh, you
brand?
Get Maxwell House. You get Donut Shop, as I just told you. I'm trying to school you here.
Whoa, Maxwell House is not good coffee.
I just did a fine cup of Maxwell House this morning on the Keurig,
yeah,
sir.
I mean,
you may need to readjust your thinking.
That's cheap coffee.
Well,
let's
again,
be honest.
She bought it. She bought that one. I buy the Donut Shop. It's a little bit more expensive.
Well, you put the Maxwell House in there with the good coffee. So, is it good or not?
It was fine to me this morning.
Oh, you just make the most fire coffee.
Because the key to the brother over here is the creamer that you put in it.
Yeah, but at that point, is it coffee
and
or is it
all
chocolate
of a sudden,
milk?
Yeah, maybe I'm getting a little close to chocolate milk. That's what that'll be your argument. No, John, that creamer's expensive.
Do you put cream in your coffee, Bennett?
It just depends on the mood, John.
Do you,
Bennett has range. He mixes it up.
Some days when I'm real sleepy, I just go straight black coffee. No additions, nothing else, because I need a real punch in the face.
I don't know about the straight black coffee.
Do either of you drink iced coffee?
Yes, every
I've
day.
I had iced coffee. I used to drink the iced coffee of all places from Burger King. I used to get that.
Weird.
It was cold. I like cold. I like cold refreshments. I don't like hot refreshments. I drink things fast. And you can't drink coffee fast. You just have to, you know, read the Daily Memphis and have some coffee. It's just, that's not my lifestyle, dude. You know, that might be yours. It might be yours. It may be. I think I can see both of y'all in your loafers and your little PJs,
mm-hmm.
feet propped up on the dining room table, getting the Wall Street Journal or the commercial appeal out.
That's right. That's
having
a grown
some coffee.
Man. That's a grown man you just described.
I'm on the go. Mm-hmm. I'm moving. I got things I got to do.
In the V6.
You know? So, interesting.
We have a stocking to give away.
We do have a stocking to give away. No coffee certificates, however, in the stocking. But we have lots of other great prizes, like to Robert Irwin Jewelers, to La Herradura, to Supercuts, and more. We'll do that when we come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Favorite 92.9 FM, ESPN on the radio.com app. Your home of the Gary Parrish Show, weekdays from 4 p.m. till 6 p.m.
Be careful, be kind, be good, rep your hood.
WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis.
The new fall goods are in at Suits U, so hurry in for the absolute best prices on suits from Calvin Klein, Ralph Lauren, Rossi Mann, Steve Lance, Stacey Adams, and many more. Suits U has gorgeous sweaters and corduroy pants starting at $29.99, just in time for the cooler weather. Dress shoes from Stacey Adams, Giovanni, and Belvedere. 100% cotton dress shirts from $29.99. Four Memphis locations. 4835 American Way, 6297 Winchester, 1223 Shelby Drive, 4835 Austin Peay. Mention this ad and get a free gift. At Suits You, we really suit you.
Main Event is gonna wow ya because $7 per activity play all day is here. $7 bowling, billiards, laser tag, and more. Any activity all day, just $7. Wow. Only at Main Event.
Wanna bet? Las Vegas is miles away. The all-new sportsbooks at Hollywood Casino Tunica and First Jackpot Casino are much closer. We're your 50-yard line behind home plate, center court ticket, to real odds, points, and over-unders. We've got all the action, the largest video screens, and the best prop bets in town. So come place your bets at the sportsbooks at Hollywood Casino Tunica and First Jackpot Casino. Must be 21 years or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-777-9696.
Men, do you have symptoms of low testosterone or hypogonadism? CNS Healthcare is looking for volunteers to take part in a low testosterone or hypogonadism clinical research study for men 45 to 80 years of age with a history or risk of heart disease or stroke. You may be eligible for some compensation for participation. If you're interested, call 901-843-1045 or visit cnshealthcare.com to learn more.
Let's up your life with Let's.
Looking to raise the standard on Christmas gifts this year? Come see us at Lads for the perfect golf car to surprise your loved one. We have them in new and used models with plenty of options to add and customize. The all-new club car Onward is sure to be the talk of the household this holiday season. Lads, Witten, and I-40, or visit us online at ladsonline.com.
Lads, up your life with Lads. Lads, up your life.
Landers Auto Sales. They got a large inventory, over 300 vehicles to choose from. Like the 2018 Dodge Challenger, I get compliments on that car everywhere I go, whether it's at the gas station, whether it's at the coffee shop, whether it's at TCBY. They always remark about that vehicle because it is amazing. And they have more of them out at Landers. So whether you're looking for that or a small SUV, a large SUV, a compact car, a luxury car, truck, or van, it's all out there waiting on you. Price is starting at just $29.90. Their finance team can assist you with securing affordable options on any pre-owned vehicle. Plus, if you're looking for a specific vehicle that they don't have in stock, let them know and they're going to find it for you. They got a highly trained, experienced staff on hand to assist with all your needs when it comes to purchasing service and accessories for your vehicle. They got lots of goals out there, but their number one goal is simple. That is to ensure their customers are totally satisfied. So let them show you how they make it happen. Go visit them, Goodman Road in South Haven, or on the web, LandersMemphis.com. And remember, if it doesn't say Landers, homie, you pay too much.
Robert Irwin Jewelers has brought you a new choice in diamonds. Altar Created Diamonds gives you the opportunity to buy a bigger, brighter diamond and save an average of 25 to 30%. Environmentally friendly, conflict-free, Altar Created Diamonds only available at Robert Irwin Jewelers.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA. Because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter. The safest, most innovative Sprinter yet. Starting at just $33,790. Built for you. The all-new Sprinter. Built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
Guests appear on the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM, and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Lots of mistletoe, lots of snow and ice, everywhere. Christmas.
three fabulous locations, 5699 Mountain Rise, 7199 Stage Road, and down at FedEx Forum. That's right, you can have your Wing Guru tonight as you watch your Memphis Grizzlies. Billy Richmond, the former Memphis Tiger, I guess once Tiger, always Tiger, the Tiger basketball player, used to play for John Calipari. He is now the best wingman in town and possibly, John, in the country.
Yeah.
It's blowing up like that. He's got the best premium flavors. You guys should know him by heart by now.
Yeah, he's the number one overall seed when it comes to wings for me, not just in Memphis, but in the entire world.
Mm-hmm.
In the entire world. Why? Because the flavors, really. I mean, what else would you, what other explanation would you need? He's got the 901. He's got the spicy taco, garlic sriracha. You name it. He's got a flavor for it, and it's delicious.
I got to get Jeff Calkins a Wing Guru gift certificate. Jeff, if you're listening, I haven't forgotten. And I appreciate what you said about Billy's Burgers, because they are the best in town. Gourmet Burgers, y'all don't sleep on those. You'll want to try those as well. The Wing Guru, when you see Billy Richmond, you tell him that Jason and John sent you, please.
All right, it's about that time. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Stocking.
And we're giving away a Jason and John stocking. What's in the stocking, you ask? Everything is in the stocking. We've got gift certificates to Buff City Soap. We've got gift certificates to Supercuts, Robert Irwin Jewelers. We got a Memphis Express ticket package and a gift certificate to La Herradura Mexican Restaurant. What else could you possibly want? So, here's the deal. 535-3776, 535-3776. Caller number 16, so that the Grizzlies can get their 16th win tonight. They're going for their 16th win tonight over the Portland Trail Blazers. So, caller number 16, you're going to get a Jason and John stocking. We've got two more that we're going to be giving away this week. We'll be on location at Robert Irwin Jewelers on Friday, broadcasting live. So, make sure you come on out and... That'll be fun. Give us a shout out. Bring us a present. Eat some lunch.
See the altar created diamond.
Bring us some presents. You know, what do you want for Christmas?
It's funny you ask.
Is it?
Yeah.
I assume you want some Maxwell House coffee.
Donut shop fool. I'm getting blasted for the Maxwell House comment. I told you my wife bought that, and I realize it's a big carton of it.
You throw faith under the bus a lot.
I told the story of my wife buys the cheap stuff. Y'all informed me that Maxwell House is cheap. That's why it's a big box of it. So I'll have to get through that to get back to my donut shop.
I'm going to get you some coffee you guys for Christmas since you're such a coffee aficionado.
Mm-hmm. I feel blessed, John. Actually, I feel like I have it all. A beautiful wife that you say I like to throw under the bus, but I don't believe that I treat her that way. I treat her with respect and dignity and much love every day. And, of course, I've got the son of any man's dreams and little CJ. So I'm blessed. There's nothing that you can give me. We heard earlier, though, that Kawhi Leonard was not in the Christmas spirit.
Well, we minutes out there.
What? Sorry, I'm trying to get
a winner. I blew Bennett. That's a poor job by me. And realize you were taking that call at that time, and you were not able to give us that Kawhi drop right there.
Yeah, he wants to go. We want to go to the Kawhi Leonard.
Wanted to hear one more time
from last night, or when maybe it was two nights ago.
Congrats to Craig. He just won the stock.
Congrats, Craig.
Craig. Yes.
All right, Craig. Craig.
Yep.
Craig.
Craig got that thing.
All right. This is Kawhi Leonard from the other night
on Christmas.
So, Merry Christmas. Can you talk about your favorite Christmas moment?
Not right now.
The question is so funny, though.
I wish the PR man hadn't stopped it, because if he hadn't, the natural follow-up is, when will you be ready? When will you be ready?
To talk about Christmas.
Because Kawhi kind of left it open that, I'm not saying we won't talk about it. I didn't say no to you. Just not right now.
Is that the most difficult PR job in the NBA?
Being
the person that deals with Kawhi Leonard.
No, it's easy because
Do you think so?
Yeah, he's not talking anymore.
Dude, he was like programmed. Like it came out so fast. It was like Kawhi was like, no, right now.
I'm not talking about
Christmas.
He wants to talk. The little child inside him that we heard come out and laugh before the season, he wanted to talk about it, but he's having to suppress it. He's having to suppress that child.
Not right now.
Can you hear it? He wants to talk about it.
He does. He wants to be able to talk about it.
Well, the question is so funny to me and so innocent. Obviously, it's a foreign guy. Merry Christmas. What is your favorite Christmas moment? What? That's how he sounded.
Let's so, listen. Merry Christmas. Can you talk about your favorite Christmas moment?
Not right now.
I love the PR guy.
PR guy comes in.
He jumps in so fast. No,
PR
right
guy
now.
Comes in like he asks about his dad or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
PR guy comes in there acting
That's
like
That's what I'm
he
saying. Has. It's an easy job for him, Benny, because he just says no all the time.
No Christmas questions.
I'm telling you.
Christmas is canceled in this Raptors locker room.
You will not get answers to those kinds of questions from Kawhi anymore, reporters, because of how you all embarrassed him.
That's right.
And the laugh. And everybody laughing at it nationally.
Not Kawhi's not.
Dude, that was the little child coming out. That day he felt free.
He finally showed you a little bit of
and
it.
And look what happened to it.
And y'all ridiculed him.
And so he's never coming out again. He's got to keep him suppressed inside.
What's your favorite Christmas moment? Do you have a favorite Christmas moment, Jason? Or not right now?
Not, I would say the exact same thing. I would tell you no.
Not doing it.
You didn't have a good Christmases as a kid?
No, I had great Christmases. My whole thing was, and maybe you all would I'm never big on decorating the tree, though. Never big, because it always started an argument with my mom or whatever. And so I found that's sort of rolled with me all my life. And so I let Faith and little CJ do it. I'm not big on decorating that tree. That's my thing.
Really?
Yeah. I'll bring the stuff down out of the attic and get it for you and get it all out there, but... Man, that stuff starts arguments, and I'm big on organization. Oh, some of that stuff gets thrown around. It's not my favorite part. The best part, John, is giving. The best part is giving. Kawhi is not in the spirit. If you were, though, giving Christmas gifts to some of our favorites here in Memphis, guys like Mike Norvell, guys like Penny Hardaway, John, you got any ideas? Well, first off, you asked me, what do you need?
You know what? Really, I need some chairs. I need some chairs.
Okay, that was boring. I mean, I thought you'd come up with something
table.
Quick
I need
and
some
witty.
It's quick. I don't know if it's got to be witty.
Bennett,
I mean,
for you, king size bed?
I need some tickets to Monday Night Raw at FedEx Forum.
Well, I'm sure that could be worked out. You won't have to wait for Christmas for that. If you were getting something for Mike Norvell, John, what would you get?
I would get Mike Norvell. I would get him some new coordinators. I would get him a pair of coordinators. That's what I'd get him. That's what he needs, right? He needs an offensive coordinator. He needs a defensive coordinator. You know, I don't think his offensive coordinator's on the staff right now. So I'd get him a pair of coordinators. How's that?
That's not bad. That's pretty good. He actually needs that. I'd give him a thank you card for staying. How about that?
That's nice.
Well, I mean, yeah.
That's really nice.
Yeah, you put off the inevitable, which is having to replace him at some point for another year. I think that's a good thing for the Memphis brand.
Hey, we'll all sign it. Bennett, me, and you. We'll all sign the thank you card.
There you go.
Go Tigers.
Penny Hardaway. What do you give a man that's got it all?
Well, he does have James Wiseman on the way, right? He does have James Wiseman and DJ Jeffries on the way. By the way, folks, the stockings are gone.
They're still
calling.
Going to be 16.
They're gone. 16's long gone. Okay? So I'm just trying to help y'all. Y'all can hang up now. Penny Hardaway, what does he need? Well, Matthew Hurt, maybe. Trendon Watford. I mean, just one more five-star recruit, really. That's about it. I mean, you're right. I mean, it feels like an embarrassment of riches for him.
I've got a new bobblehead. Well, Penny Hardaway. Mike Conley, I've got an easy one.
Hairline.
Yeah, you're missing these. You're missing these. There's some obvious ones.
I'm answering practically.
Yeah, you are. You are. It's weird. Mike Conley, an all-star game appearance.
Yeah.
Right? That one's obvious.
Yeah. I would say a hamstring. But I mean, again, I'm more of a practical thinker here. You're more of like a cutesy Maxwell House coffee man.
What would you get, Jaren Jackson Jr.?
an extra foul each game.
Well done, Bennett. That is quick and witty, John. That's what we're working on here. That's what we're trying to do.
I would give Jaren Jackson Jr. minutes at the end of games. How's that?
Pretty good. James Wiseman, don't get us on probation.
I would give him credits so that he could enroll in the spring early.
That is well done.
That's what I would give him.
Oh, you're with me now. And then Mike Miller, you just need to give him his championship ring back.
Yep. That's not his, though.
I'm not listening to that.
It's not his. I would give him, you know, I would wish him well. That's what I'd wish Mike well. I would wish him well on his new business,
Oh, that's right. He's opening up the new spot.
Yep. They're on Twitter now. Let It Fly Memphis. That's what they're on Twitter as. Let It Fly Memphis, the sports bar that he's opening. Their first tweet was, "The year is 2019. A burger is melting in your mouth. An ice-cold drink washes it down. Mike Miller helps you line up a birdie putt on the 18th at Pebble Beach. You're at Let It Fly Memphis. Mike, very scenic tweet, I would say.
It's very visual. I like it. I just I don't like the idea of the burger melting. Cheese melts, burger. I need that burger solid. I need that meat solid. Don't need it oozing. You know what I'm saying?
I would say there is a 2% chance you ever visit this place. So it's not going to matter to you.
Where's it going
to
be again?
Germantown.
Cool.
Yeah, I'll definitely check it out for sure.
Heck yeah.
It's going to be a good time, man.
Oh, we know you'll be in there with Mike's drawers on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'll be there with the, yep, that's exactly right. I'll be in there with Mike's drawers on.
Daddy pumping the Kango Kid.
Those times were much simpler. Those were much simpler times back then. Don't you remember those times?
Yeah, they were fun.
That's his brand, not his own personal draw.
I'm just kidding around, John.
You know, it's just, you talk about another man's draws, you know? That's where I draw the line. Okay. That's where I draw.
Okay, Mr. Line Drawer.
Okay.
We got to get to Gary, man.
You
sound like Kawhi. You weren't much in the spirit of this thing.
No, I gave you some great answers. I gave you some great freaking answers. Or like, that's the thing about being an adult, right? About Christmas when you're an adult, if you really want something, you'll just go buy it for yourself. You know what I mean? As long as it's within reason. You know, if I want a Nintendo Switch, I'm gonna buy it, which I did. You know, last year.
You know, give it to yourself.
Yeah, like I just, you know, that's the blessing. I bless myself. You know what I mean? There's nothing. Yeah, I know it feels great to give to others, and it does, but like, there's nothing like blessing yourself because you deserve it. Who deserves it more than you? Who deserves it more than you?
Yeah, some of us would say that's God blessing you, that putting you in a position to bless yourself.
that's like
you giving yourself the power to bless yourself.
That's Inception.
John.
Thank you,
John.
Ben, he won't let this end. Profound stuff from you today.
I'll tell you
what.
All right. I'm going to think about a gift list for myself. Merry Christmas, John. When we come back, Gary Parrish is going to join us. We will talk to Gary about Dennis Quaid Green transferring from Kentucky and where he could end up. We will also talk to him about Tennessee Memphis because he was in the building. He was in the building for that game. So lots to get to with Gary Parrish. We'll do that when we come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-375-2621. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-375-2621 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-375-2621 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-375-2621.
Dashing down the street with candles all aflame, by car, by horse, by feet, hooray for holiday games. Very small and bright, a scratchable delight. What fun it is to play and give holiday games tonight. Holiday games, holiday games, holiday instant games. Oh, what fun they are to play throughout the holidays.
Give the gift of holiday instant games only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
The big guy's not gonna like these.
Why not? They're slim, light, and easy to add on to gifts. He'll be over his sled when he sees them.
I don't know, Reggie. There's more to the Tennessee Lottery holiday instant games than you think. We're giving away real chances to win. And guess who has to deliver all that loot?
I don't know. The lottery?
Oh, good point.
This winter, get to work on our newest bundle of holiday instant games. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing, elf-approved fun. Please play responsibly.
Tis the season, and you know what that means. The whole family celebrating under one roof, so your Wi-Fi needs to keep up. That's why Xfinity XFi delivers the best Wi-Fi experience with the most reliable internet. Plus, see how you can save when you switch your wireless carrier to Xfinity Mobile. It's included with your internet. It's a new wireless network that automatically connects you to the most Wi-Fi hotspots in millions of places and the best 4G LTE everywhere else. So you use less data and save more money. Now that's simple, easy, awesome.
Celebrate the holidays with this amazing deal. Get a special offer on Xfinity Internet for just $19.99 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. Plus, see how you can save when you switch to Xfinity Mobile. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Wireless savings compares average regular monthly charge of top providers. Requires equal bill, paperless billing, and auto pay. Offer ends 12/21/18. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. New performance starter 25 megabits per second Internet customers only. Equipment taxes and fees extra and subject to change. After agreement or promo, regular rates apply.
Dell's dedicated small business advisors give you tech advice and one-on-one partnership to help your business grow. And now's the time to save on select business PCs with 8th Gen Intel Core processors until the end of the year. Maximize this year's budget and find the right tech solution for your business. Plus, get free shipping on everything. Visit Dell.com/business deals or call 877-BUY-DELL to talk to a Dell small business advisor today. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
Hey, this is John Martin. You guys know sports is what I do. So if sports is what you do, too, I got the perfect spot for you to go to, and that's the Blue Monkey. It's a great place to catch whatever game happens to be on TV, and it's also a great spot for comfort food, like the hot wing rolls. It's a delicacy. They will not disappoint. Also, it's a fantastic burger spot. In addition to burgers, you got to try the Beef Eater. It's a thinly sliced, slow-roasted prime beef with melted Swiss on a Parmesan-crusted sourdough bun with tiger sauce. And the Prime Philly is from the same slow-roast prime rib Philly style with peppers, onions, and Swiss on a hoagie served with au jus. If you want something a little lighter, the Grilled Chicken Club is amazing. It's fully dressed with bacon, cheddar, and jack cheeses, lettuce, tomato, and honey mustard served on a sesame seed bun or croissant. Tons of options. They got two locations, 513 South Front Street downtown, 2012 Madison Avenue in Midtown. Visit BlueMonkeyMemphis.com.
Live team trivia and karaoke every Wednesday and Thursday. Bring a team and win some green. Live music at the Blue Monkey Midtown Friday night, the Turnstiles. On Saturday, Mike Hostie.
Guys, I want to tell you about my man, Eric Winston. He's a man you may already know because he's a former Tigers football player. He actually was born and raised here in Memphis, played at the great Kirby High School before going on to play with D'Angelo Williams over at Memphis. And he's now an insurance broker and a guy we can all get behind. Obviously, he's a young entrepreneur, and he's got all the answers when it comes to your insurance needs. I'm asking you, let Eric put together a tailor-made insurance package going to fit your life. No stress, no haggle. But when it comes to home, auto, life, commercial, Eric's partnered with over 24 insurance companies. He's going to make sure those companies compete for your business. You know what that means? It means low rates. So give him a call at 901-275-8173. He's going to work hard for you. Let him take a look at your situation. Again, that's 275-8173, or you can visit him online at winstoninsures.com. My guess is he's going to save you some money. He's going to have you better covered than you are right now. Give him a shot. That's Winston Insurance, serving Mississippi, Arkansas, and Tennessee.
Guest appear on the Sportsbook at First Jackpot Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM, and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hi, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. And every Wednesday at this time, we talk to Gary Parrish. He, of course, is the host of the Gary Parrish Show. You can hear it afternoons here on ESPN Radio, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Also, check him out on television, CBS Sports Network, CBS HQ, and also read him at CBSSports.com. GP, what's up?
What's up with you? You guys okay?
Yeah, man, everything is good. So, obviously, Tennessee and Memphis are playing a big game, and we'll get to the present here momentarily. But I want to start in the past. You were a bright-eyed and bushy-tailed national columnist for. Were you at the CA or were you at CBS when that game happened?
I was at CBS. I've been at CBS since July 2006. I believe Dan Wolken was the beat writer.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. Yep. So you were in the building. You had been on the new national job for. Basically 2 years. When you think about that game today, I don't know how often you do, but when you do recall it,
What do you remember? What memories do you have of that night and that game?
I remember the whole weekend, and that it was a big weekend for college basketball because a few people, I don't think everybody remembers this because why would you? But on the Friday before that Saturday game is the day that Kelvin Sampson was fired at Indiana. So what I remember most is that, you know, I've got all of these friends. Like, everybody who had a prominent job in college basketball was coming to Memphis for that weekend. And so I had made us big dinner reservations, and, you know, I was taking a whole bunch of people out. Jake Billis, Pete Thamel, Dan Wolkin, I think, was going to go with us. Jeff Goodman. Like, we had a big group going out. And, like, then all of a sudden, if I'm remembering this correctly, we all ended up having to deal with the Kelvin Sampson situation. And so it just sort of messed up all of the Friday plans, although we did eventually go out, and then we stayed out way too late. I think Dan Wetzel was with us as well. To the extent that I was supposed to go to game day the next morning, I think was the only child who was born at that time. In fact, I know that to be true. And we were out so late that there was no way I could get up and go downtown and then actually cover a basketball game that night. So I didn't see a minute of game day, either in person or in person. I slept completely through it. And then, of course, the game was not a well.
GP, we got you. Try him back. I think we lost Gary Parrish. Very sad. Very sad to lose him like that. Give him a try back, Bennett. I am anxious to hear how it ended in Gary's mind. I mean, I know how it ended, obviously, but I've been in this mode, man. I've been in this mode of hearing people recall this game. And, and it's funny, like, and you'll see this tomorrow, like, both sides remember it so differently. You know what I mean? Like, both sides remember, like Bruce told me he remembers Memphis coming out and like, playing great. And Memphis feels the opposite. Memphis feels like they didn't execute at all. And what really happened, because I went back and watched, Tennessee got out to a 4-0 lead because there was a couple offensive rebounds that Memphis did not get, a couple loose balls that they did not get that ended up in Tennessee's hands, and it led to a corner three from Juwan Smith. And Cal called a timeout 35 seconds into the game. Mm-hmm. So it's just funny, and you'll see that tomorrow. GP, we got you?
I'm here. I don't know what happened other than it's AT&T's fault.
It's all good. All good, so you were just saying how it was an instant classic.
And you were saying the game, though. You were about to go into the game.
Yeah, if I remember correctly, it wasn't a well-played game. You know, neither team, I don't think, shot it particularly well. It was more lower scoring than I think most anticipated. And then there was the moment pregame where Bruce Pearl is at, I think, Jillian's and, you know, announces to the Tennessee fans who were there for a makeshift pep rally that, you know, they were going to go beat Memphis' ass. And I don't know if they actually beat Memphis' ass, but they got out of there with the win. And then, if I remember this correctly, they moved to number one in the AP poll. And either on the subsequent Monday or Tuesday, they played at Vandy. And I actually went to that game, and they lost that game. So I was in the building to watch the number one team in the country lose twice in like a 3 or 4 day period, one the first time being Memphis, the second time being Tennessee.
Did this Tennessee team, one that you've been high on since the preseason, hell, heck, even back to the offseason, did they show you anything that you didn't already know about it in that win over previously number one ranked Gonzaga on Sunday?
Not really, although I did ask Rick Barnes that question yesterday on the show, and he said that they never got carried away the way that they got carried away when they were playing Kansas last month.
Yes, sir.
He said in that game, like, we'd make a shot, and it looked like we just won a national championship. And in this game, we made a shot, and then we got back in and played great transition defense. And then we made another shot, and we played great transition defense. Like, nobody got caught up in the moment. Nobody started celebrating moments before we actually had the win. And he would obviously know better than I, he noticed that was different between That was a difference from the Kansas game. He said we got a little caught up in the moment against Kansas, and that's a game they obviously lost in overtime. He said in this one we were focused in playing the way we were supposed to play on both ends of the court until the final buzzer sounded. So I will say this though, just about Tennessee in this season so far, to the extent that people discussed them in the preseason, it was never that they're not going to be good, because there's no reason you should bring back every or just about every relevant player from a team that won 26 games last season and advanced in the NCAA tournament, won a share of the SEC title. When you bring back from that, Admiral Schofield, Grant Williams, and everybody else, you're going to be good again. The question was, how good can they be?
Right.
And do they have enough just pure talent to actually be elite? Because I've said it a million times, but they don't have a single top 100 prospect on the roster, and they don't have an obvious NBA player on the roster. When you are made up that way, there's typically a ceiling on what you can be, and the ceiling is somewhere below national champion. And yet, I don't think they'll have a first-round draft pick, but I could see Admiral Schofield playing in the NBA, and I could see Yves Pons playing in the NBA. So maybe what we'll find out is that they are a little more talented than the recruiting analysts have given them credit for, and that they can go win a national championship. Because when you've already played the Kansas team that's ranked number one in the country and played them to a tie after 40 minutes and taken them to overtime, and then you've also played the Gonzaga team that was ranked number one last week and owns a win over the Duke team everybody thinks is the favorite to win the national championship, there's a lot of stuff there that suggests in a 40-minute game, Tennessee can play with and beat just about anybody, if not everybody. And so I wouldn't put a ceiling on them anymore. If you told me to put together a short list of teams that can win a national championship, I think I'd have them on it.
Yeah. My question, Gary, would be not about necessarily this year, because I think we all understand that this year there's just a talent disparity, a size disparity, and if Memphis can keep it within 10 or 12, I think most people would consider that a great day, if we're being realistic.
Well, let me add to that, an experience disparity, a strength disparity, all of it.
Yeah, no, it's everything. Like, Memphis is at a huge disadvantage in this game. So, like I said, if they can keep it within, single digits or, even the lower end of double digits, I think people would be very happy with that, all things considered. What about the future, though, for this series? Because obviously it's back on and people are excited. Tennessee's going to lose a lot, we believe, after this year, but they are adding the five-star point guard in Josiah James. How good do you think this series will be in terms of both teams being at a high level for the duration of it starting next year?
Well, on one hand, Penny is recruiting at a level that suggests they're going to get very good very quickly. So, and there's no reason to think once they get good, they won't be good. I say this with all due respect to everybody on the roster right now, but this should, for the foreseeable future, be the worst roster that Penny Hardaway ever coaches. Mm-hmm. And so Memphis has a bright future. Literally everybody agrees with that. And though I was not, and I don't mind saying this, sometimes I am wrong, and I think I was wrong about Tennessee hiring Rick Barnes. I've been a huge fan of Rick's, and I've liked Rick for a long time. But keep in mind, he didn't get fired for losing at Texas. He was there like 19 years and went to 18 NCAA tournaments, something like that. Like, I think he only missed it maybe once in the whole time he was at Texas. He got fired at Texas, A, because he was just there too long and they were wanting change for the sake of change, but B, they had stopped recruiting. Like, there was a time when he was enrolling T.J. Ford and Kevin Durant and Corey Joseph and Tristan Thompson. I mean, like, high-level, five-star, top-five prospects. But it had dipped off pretty remarkably. And I remember doing a column once, I think maybe in Rick's final year or two at Texas, where it was startling how many top 100 in-state products they just missed off. I mean, the guys were going to Kentucky or Texas A&M or Baylor, but basically anywhere other than Texas. And when you can't recruit anymore at a place like Texas, then the prevailing thought is something needs to be done. And so my sort of thought process here was, if Rick Barnes got to a point where he couldn't recruit at Texas, what makes you think he's going to recruit at Tennessee? And if you can't recruit at Tennessee, how good can you be? And what we found out is that apparently really good, because even though he has not recruited well at Tennessee, he has found a special combination of players that were either under-recruited, under-evaluated, or he's just developed them into what they've become. I think it's probably a mixture of all of that stuff. But he's got that program in a good place, obviously, right now. And then it has aided in his recruiting. So whereas he spent the first 3 years at Tennessee not recruiting well, he is recruiting well now. He's got a five-star in Josiah James. And then just sort of big picture, we're talking about a guy who's been coaching 30 years and has never really been bad, never really had bad years. He's had great years and then not as great years, but never really bad seasons outside of when he first got to Tennessee. So if you just trust that Rick Barnes is going to continue to run a program in a successful way and that Penny Hardaway's got five-star prospects on the way, then it's a series that I think will be good, that'll be high profile, and that I hope continues for a long, long time. They've got 2 years left on it after this. They're in Knoxville next season, then in Nashville after that. But I think Rick sees the value in this series. I think Penny sees the value in this series. And as far as I'm concerned, left up to me, and I know it's not, but if it were, I would want Memphis and Tennessee to play every single year.
Gary, I know it's still relatively early in the season, but you're a guy that puts these together, so I'm curious as to your answer. If you're putting together an early season short list, right, for Player of the Year candidates, guys that are on that GP list, would Grant Williams be on it? And how many other guys do you have right there with him? Is it a long list? Is it a short list? I figure it's got to be off one of these top five, top six teams, right? Who all would you put on that short list early season?
I'm a big believer in if you're going to be a National Player of the Year candidate, you have to be a great player from a great team, or at the very least, a statistical monster from a top 25-ish team. I think history shows this, that if you're not on a good team, you're not a real candidate for National Player of the Year, no matter what you're doing. Even Doug McDermott, you know, he had to be on a good enough team. Kevin Durant still had to be on a good enough team. So you always start there, and it means that, yeah, Grant Williams has got to be on that. He's the best player for one of the best teams in the country. That qualifies you. Similarly, Dedrick Lawson has got to be on the list because he is a statistical monster for the number one team in the country. And, you know, what's scary about that is he hasn't really even played that well.
I know. It's been LeGerald. It's crazy.
Like, when Dedrick, the thing about Dedrick that I think got lost by some Memphis fans is that even when he plays poorly, you look up and he's got 15 points, 10 rebounds.
Oh, yeah.
And when he plays well, he's got 25 and 17 or something like that. And so when he ever gets really comfortable and really starts playing well consistently, I think statistically he's going to be way up there. Even with him not being the most efficient player in the country right now, I think at KenPom, they have an algorithm that spits out its KenPom Player of the Year rankings.
Yep.
And he's he was number one last week at some point. Right now he's number two behind Ethan Happ at Wisconsin, who's leading his team in points, rebounds, assists, blocks, everything. So I think Grant Williams is on it. Dedrick Lawson is on it. I think Zion Williamson and R.J. Barrett are both on it because Zion's gotten most of the attention. R.J.'s doing things that have never been done at Duke as well. And so either one of those guys is a reasonable option. DeAndre Hunter at Virginia. You know, right now the list is probably pretty, there's a whole bunch of names on it. But by the time we get to February, it's usually dwindled to about two or three guys. And if you told me right now you think Grant Williams and Dedrick Lawson will both be on it, that makes sense to me.
And you like the Gonzaga kid, I'm assuming, too? I know the scouts love him. Hachimura, right?
Yeah. I saw him in person three times in Maui. He's terrific. But Brandon Clark for Gonzaga has also been really good.
Yes, he has.
I think it's okay to say both of these things. Rui is Gonzaga's best player.
Mm-hmm.
Brandon Clark might have played best for Gonzaga so far.
Yeah.
And so either one of those guys could absolutely show up on a Player of the Year list at this moment because they've both been, again, terrific for a terrific team.
And then lastly, Gary, Kentucky's going through it a little bit recently. Obviously, they lost it was a great game, and somebody has to lose, and there were some big shots made by both teams. But they do go down to Seton Hall, and then Quade Green, who had obviously seen his minutes dwindle this season.
announced his transfer. I mean, everything's fine up there, right? Like, everything's okay?
Everything's fine in general terms, but, you know, we're talking about Kentucky, where if anything doesn't go perfectly, people flip out completely. And so I will say that they're not very good right now. I don't have them in the top 25 and 1 at CBS Sports right now because I don't think they belong. There's nobody else in there that has a resume similar to theirs because their resume is 0-2 away from Rupp Arena, 0-2 against top 60 KenPom teams. One of those losses is a 34-point loss on a neutral court to Duke, which might have looked unbeatable that night, but we now know is not unbeatable. Four of their seven wins are against teams ranked outside of the top 250 at KenPom, and they struggled in some of those wins at Rupp Arena, at least were pushed in ways that you wouldn't anticipate. And Seton Hall, like, made some big shots and played a good game over the weekend at Madison Square Garden. But Seton Hall's not good. That's probably not an NCAA tournament team. And so when you start comparing what Kentucky actually is to what Kentucky was supposed to be, you go, okay, what's gone wrong? And I think it's pretty easy to identify. Anybody who had Kentucky in their top two in the preseason, and that was most people, you would rationalize it by saying these two things. John Calipari's got three players on his roster that have already averaged at least 9 points per game at the Division I level. That might not sound like a lot, but it is a lot for John, and it's rare for John. It was only the second time ever at Kentucky he had that. Well, two of the three haven't been good. Quade Green was one of them, and now he's gone. And P.J. Washington, though he was good against Seton Hall this weekend, he, in nine games for Kentucky this season, has been held to single digits five times. So he hasn't been what he's supposed to be. So when two-thirds of the non-freshmen that were supposed to be good just aren't, you've got problems. Meantime, they also enrolled four five-star freshmen, and you expect them to be impactful. Up to this moment, only one of them has, Kelvin Johnson. The other three are just guys playing roles and not necessarily playing those roles well. So when two-thirds of your non-freshmen that are supposed to be vital pieces aren't very good, and now one of them's transferred, and three-fourths of your five-star freshmen who were supposed to, you know, be what five-star freshmen are supposed to be, three-fourths of them aren't that right now. I mean, you compare what Duke's freshmen have done to what Kentucky's freshmen have done, and it's not even close. And so when you add all that up, what do you got? You got a not good basketball team. And it doesn't mean that they can't be good or that they won't be good, but it does mean that they're not good right now, and they're going to need some combination of P.J. Washington and the freshman not named Kelvin Johnson to start playing to their potential, to their ability, because if they don't, they do have issues going forward. Because right now, I don't even know that I'd pick them top two, maybe not even top three in the SEC. And this is coming from somebody who had them ranked number one in the country in the preseason.
Yeah, no, it's getting real over there for sure. GP, appreciate the time.
Thank you,
always, man. Thank you.
I'll see you. Bye-bye.
Yep, he is Gary Parrish. We'll come back, wrap it up. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Do you need gifts for friends and family located all over this country? You can ship them prime steaks from Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop overnight. And if you need to show a client or a colleague how much you appreciate them, give them a gift certificate that can be used for dinner at Folks Folly, Memphis's original prime steakhouse, or give them any of the delicious Folks Folly menu items that you can get fresh from Humphrey's. Are you noticing a theme here? Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop can set you up with everything you need to make the holidays amazing and, most importantly, amazingly easy. They've got fresh prime steak in all of the most flavorful cuts, rack of lamb, ribeye roast, a lobster tail, and all your favorite side dishes like garlic mashed potatoes and spinach casserole. Dessert is covered with Humphrey's traditional southern pecan pie and Folks Folly's famous brownies, and then they have steak knives and aprons to really make a special gift. So be an original and treat yourself and your loved ones to a holiday you'll all truly enjoy. Stop by Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop at 551 South Mendenhall, right next to Folks Folly, or order online at humphreysmemphis.com.
Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Joe Choate started Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing 60 years ago in 1958 with the mission to be honest, fair, and trustworthy to each customer, to do every job like it were his very own. Now his grandsons, Saul and Brian Choate, run the company with the same morals that their dad and grandfather instilled in them. To celebrate our 60th anniversary, Choate's would like to offer a $60 tune-up special to all our heating, air conditioning, and plumbing customers. We are also offering a 60-month, no-interest financing on select Carrier HVAC systems and new water heater installations starting at just $60 a month. Call 755-4797 today to take advantage of our 60th anniversary specials. And remember, Choates, let our family serve your family.
Robert Irwin Jewelers, huge engagement ring sale going on right now. Get bigger, brighter diamonds and free financing. Great gifts for anybody's budget. Robert Irwin Jewelers, four convenient locations or online at rijewelers.com.
If you are a business looking to streamline your printing process and save a ton of money at the same time, call Michael and his team at Cartridge World Memphis. They will set a time for a complimentary evaluation, answer any questions you may have, and save you money. That means you don't have to reduce staff this year and may just help pay for a relaxing vacation. All their ink and toner are guaranteed 100%. Come by 4714 Poplar Avenue in the Knickerbocker Shopping Plaza down from FedEx or call 901-767-4065. That's 767-4065.
Let's up your life with Let's.
Looking to raise the standard on Christmas gifts this year? Come see us at Lads for the perfect golf car to surprise your loved one. We have them in new and used models with plenty of options to add and customize. The all-new Club Car Onward is sure to be the talk of the household this holiday season. Lads, Witten and I-40, or visit us online at ladsonline.com.
Lads, up your life with Lads. Lads, up your life.
O'Reilly Auto Parts, no matter where you happen to be in Memphis, you are probably near O'Reilly Auto Parts because they have locations all throughout the Memphis area. If you need auto parts but you can't get to the store just yet, head on over to O'ReillyAuto.com. You can buy your parts online and pick them up in any of the 5,000 O'Reilly Auto Parts stores nationwide. No shipping costs, easy returns, and convenient pickup on your schedule. Shop your way for the parts you need at O'ReillyAuto.com. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better parts. Better prices every day.
Learning how to kayak off the Oregon coast. And almost getting capsized by a 40-ton whale. Check. Whatever you're getting ready for, come into Supercuts for our attention to detail and signature hot towel finish. So you're not just ready, but super ready. Check in online today.
Only four more days left for you to sign up for health insurance for 2019. Don't miss your chance to get covered. Open enrollment ends December 15th. Enroll in a health plan today with Ambetter of Tennessee.
Tis the season, and you know what that means. Your whole family celebrating under one roof and on one Wi-Fi network. And that's why Xfinity XFi delivers the best Wi-Fi experience and the most reliable internet so you can fight over leftovers instead of bandwidth. Plus, see how you can save when you switch to Xfinity Mobile and include it with your internet. It's a new kind of wireless network that automatically connects you to the most Wi-Fi hotspots in millions of places and the best 4G LTE everywhere else, so you can use less data and save more money. Now, that's simple, easy, and awesome. Celebrate the holidays with this special offer. Get Xfinity Internet for just $19.99 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. Plus, see how you can save when you switch to Xfinity Mobile. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires eco bill, paperless billing, and auto pay. Offer ends 12/21/18. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. New performance starter, 25 megabits per second internet customers only. Equipment tax and fees extra and subject to change after agreement. Regular rates apply.
Guests appear on the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM, and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Running on my knees.
Back, Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. It's a big night for the Memphis Grizzlies because they are, you know, listen, it's December and there's a lot of season left to play, but you got a Trailblazers team that is limping into this game, much like you, and they're much like you in the thick of the Western Conference playoff race. And this is a home game, and, you know, listen, you got to take care of home. That's the thing we continue to reiterate about this month is, yes, it's a gauntlet in terms of the teams you're playing and in terms of the West Coast road trip, all those things, and you're not fully healthy. But the games you do get at home that are quote-unquote winnable, you got to take care of. You can't stub your toe at home.
Agreed. As you point out, Portland coming off that 111-104 road loss last night at Houston. To your point, they're struggling. They're trying to get back to what they are, 3-7 in their last 10. And here's the deal. Outscored last night by Houston, 64-46 in the paint last night. I mean, here's, you know, this is get Marc Gasol back reengaged and get him after it. Portland got abused last night in the paint by a Houston team, but that's not really what they do. The Grizzlies can do that. So hopefully for Jaren, for Marc Gasol, it's a night you can attack this team in the paint. That's where Portland's been hurting right now. I'm with you guys. This is one you should get.
Yeah. You know, you win this game, you know, kind of stabilize things. You know, as we talked about, the you know, this game, then you got the Miami Heat.
That's three game home stand here. You know,
you want
3-0 would be ideal. 2-1, I think, is acceptable.
2-1, you take
again in what we've already identified as a very tough month of December.
Yeah, and you know, listen, the trade deadline obviously in February. Maybe you make a move. I don't know what there is to do per se. How much you can get for the assets you have. Certainly, you probably do have to take a look at that, though, given all the expirings that you have on your books. Those do carry value. But, you know, you just hope to get Dylan back as soon as you can because he does give you that scoring punch. And then, you know, going into the new year, you got some winnable games to start the schedule.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, just continue to, you know, put yourself and keep yourself in position to make the playoffs. But
look, bench has been good enough. It was good enough against Denver. It's on the starters. It's on those five to step up. They were not good enough, obviously, against Denver. And much of that obviously has to do with Marc Gasol and his aggressiveness offensively. Hopefully his ankle is feeling good tonight.
Absolutely. So that's happened tonight also. Earlier today, Daryl Henderson announced, Memphis running back Daryl Henderson announced that he would be off to the NFL draft, obviously going to skip the Birmingham Bowl and get ready to prepare for the NFL draft. Will Daryl Henderson, terrific career for him. You know, an amazing year, 2,000 plus scrimmage yards for Daryl Henderson. Should have won the Doak Walker Award, did not, obviously.
From Batesville to Memphis to Nashville to play for the Tennessee Titans. What a story it's been for Daryl Henderson.
I don't think it's in the cards. I don't think it's in the cards. They wouldn't know how to use a talent like him. You know that.
Probably right.
That's going to do it for us today. As always, the Jason and John Show is presented to you by The Wing Guru. Stop by if you are hungry. Thanks to all our guests who joined us today, Brian Windhorst, Bruce Feldman, and Gary Parrish. Jeff Goodman's going to join us tomorrow, so don't miss that. That's going to do it for us today. Aircast sign us up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
Favorite 92.9 FM ESPN on the radio.com app. Your home of the Golic and Wingo Morning Show. Weekdays from 5 a.m. till 9 a.m. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett.
WMFS Memphis.
What if football didn't have to end? This February, it doesn't. The Memphis Express begins its inaugural season as a member of the Alliance of American Football. Professional football is back at the Liberty Bowl and led by Hall of Famer and head coach Mike Singletary. Experience it for yourself with season tickets as low as $75. Visit memphis-express.com today to get on board. That's memphis-express.com. Professional football is back in the city of Memphis.
JoJo Abbas works at Oak Hall. She got a call the other day from a customer who wanted a FaceTime with her so she could help him pick out his clothes. And so that's what she did, because that's the kind of above and beyond service you can get at O'Call. JoJo may be the perfect example of that. She actually got her start at her father's men's store. When that closed down, she waited a couple years, then joined the staff at O'Call. That was 18 years ago. Now, as she puts it, I can't go anywhere without seeing someone I know. I love my customers. All of us go above and beyond. That's an easy thing to say, of course, about going above and beyond, but JoJo has been to the homes of customers to help them clean out their closets. She'll send pictures of shirts and suits to customers who want to save time while they shop. And you don't have to be a 30 or 40 or 20 or 50-year customer to get treated this way. At Oak Hall, it's how they treat everyone who comes through the door. So stop by and let the remarkable employees of Oak Hall help you. As Clay Tidwell, another legendary employee, once put it, always look your best.
This holiday season, while you're sitting around the table listening to your Uncle Bill rant on about what's wrong with the world, blah, 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 Bath City Soap gives you permission to give your mind the spa day you deserve. Instead, imagine yourself neck deep in warm, shea-soaked moisture as your cares melt away to your favorite Buff City Soap scent. Uncle Bill's voice will fade into the background the moment your Buff City Soap bath bomb begins to fizz. You deserve it. Visit us on the web at buffcitysoap.com to find a location near you.
Listen up, Grizz Nation. You can't roar for the team when your stomach's drowning you out. Feed the Beast, a pregame feast at South of Beale, Memphis' first gastropub. Get more cheers per beer at South of Beale with their game day specials, appetizers, cocktails, and a menu like a gourmet adventure. Watch the game at SOB, too, with a high-energy crowd and the best food and drinks in fandom. South of Beale in the South Main Arts District from the owners of Interim and Zaka Bowl. Southofbeale.com, where adventure is one bite and sip away. The new fall goods are in at Suits U, so hurry in for the absolute best prices on suits from Calvin Klein, Ralph Lauren, Rossi Men, Steve Lance, Stacey Adams, and many more. Suits U has gorgeous sweaters and corduroy pants starting